There's a black hat caught in a high tree top. There's a flagpole rack and the wind won't stop. I have stood here before inside the pouring rain with the world turning circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain, but it's my destiny.
Hey, welcome back. This week in Waukesha, here at the offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And that song, King of Pain, from The Police, another song I identified with, reminded me of someone I knew that had lost their battle with mental illness in high school in the mid-80s, like probably about 83, 84. And it was around that time, well, actually, as you said, 1985, that...
Yeah.
Mary Madden, executive director of NAMI Southeast, had launched her career in mental health program and services. And tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks, Don. I actually didn't really even know at the time I was launching my career in mental health services. I got a job working at an organization in Milwaukee called Transitional Living Services. And they're still around. They've been renamed and rebranded as Whole Health Group. I didn't know a lot about mental health issues at that time. But about 5 years after starting at that organization, my, family was dealing with our own mental health journey with a brother, who lived out of state. And so it was really hard to, help support him. And, but what Transitional Living Services did was they had a lot of community-based, what we would call community-based services. Group homes, day programs, outpatient mental health clinic, those kinds of things. And I was largely involved in supervision of the group home program. And one of the things that always struck me was that there were so many people in group homes that didn't have any contact with their families. And so, you know, we became their family, but holidays would come and go. And every once in a while, there'd be somebody who would get picked up by a family member for a holiday. But by and large, there wasn't anybody. And, you know, when I had time and I'd sit down and I'd read somebody's record, I'd find that the journey to getting their loved one into a group home was so horrendous for the family that I could see why there was a break in the family. And then as I started my own journey, with my brother's mental health issues, I could see how that could happen. So in the 90s, we call it the 90s, because it literally was a decade of, trying to assist my brother in getting stabilized. And I found NAMI at that time and realized that NAMI was the missing piece of the puzzle. Wow. And so, my career continued at TLS and then another organization that did, similar programming. And then
TLS is Transitional Living Services.
Yes, okay. Correct. Okay, and then in 2008, I saw a job posting for the executive director for NAMI Waukesha, and so I applied for that position, got that position, and we were NAMI Waukesha up until January of 2021,
okay,
when we merged with NAMI Greater Milwaukee. And, it made sense for us at the time to do that. NAMI Greater Milwaukee didn't have an executive director at the time.
Right.
We were kind of managing both organizations. Mm-hmm. And we really kind of shared, people cross county lines for programming all the time. We don't charge anything for any of our programs.
Okay.
And so if we've got a program happening in Waukesha that somebody in Milwaukee needs, mm-hmm. and it's timely for them, they can't come here, and, vice versa, Waukesha to Milwaukee. So in addition to our space here, we also have space in Milwaukee as well, because we believe that people should get services in the community that they're familiar with, and we should be experts in the mental health service delivery system in those communities so that we can help people as well. And we also in January of 21 picked up services in Jefferson County. Nice. As well, whose okay. NAMI had become defunct a couple of years ago.
Got it. So, hey, real quick, I want to sneak Jason in because he wanted to share something
sure.
with you as well. Jason, our producer in Madison. Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, no, I really appreciate the discussion today. I think NAMI's has such an important place in our society, in our community. You know, speaking from a person whose grandmother had severe bipolar disorder, you know, and couldn't get the right help at the time. And so many of us in the family didn't understand how to help as we watched her kind of with these wild swings. It was, you know, and then I remember stories from my mom in the early days of that, talking about how they would just take her away and take her to a facility until, you know, they calmed her down enough to allow her to come back home, and what that must have been like for my mom and her brothers and sisters as children trying to understand that. So to bring the awareness and the understanding, so beneficial to families. So I appreciate the work you do.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. And that leads to, you know, a really important question. I know we've kind of touched upon it, but, you know, what's a great, you know, what approach do you recommend for families if a family member is in what you believe is a mental health crisis or?
Yeah, well, we, you know, the communities that we serve all have mobile crisis teams. So, you know, if there is a mental health crisis going on, you can, you know, you can call the local mobile crisis team. We do have those resources on our website as well. But, you know, the mobile crisis teams are run out of the local Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay.
So you can get that information there. You can also call 211 and ask to be connected with a crisis worker. Now, if there's a situation where dangerousness is present, somebody's imminently suicidal,
sure.
Then you should call 911, obviously.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we do is we provide crisis training for officers, and we've trained exactly 506 officers in Waukesha County.
Really?
Through local police departments.
Police officers, okay.
Police officers, okay. Sorry, and the sheriff's department.
Great.
And they go through a 40-hour crisis intervention training with us. They learn about mental health conditions. They learn de-escalation skills. And so, you know, if you have to call 911, no matter what the situation is that's happening, make sure that you mention it's a mental health crisis. One of the things our officers who come through our training will tell us is they'll say, well, we got called out to a domestic, or we got called out to, you know, something else that, you know, and they didn't realize it was a mental health crisis. You can ask for a CIT-trained officer, but there's not one on every shift. Mm. So if you do say that you're dealing with a mental health crisis, if there are CIT officers available, they will send them.
Mm.
And, you know, they just have that knowledge about the resources. They have, you know, they've been taught the skills to de-escalate. And, you know, we've had a lot of feedback that, you know, the outcomes are generally better for the individual and, you know, for the police and the community at large, quite
That's
frankly.
Terrific. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of another good question to ask is because we have Memorial Day coming up in a couple of weekends, and we honor those that we had lost in service to their country. But there were many veterans who'd come home physically,
mm-hmm.
but eventually, you know, lost that battle primarily to mental illness.
Right.
So are there any veteran-specific services that NAMI initiates or supports?
Yeah, well, we partner, you know, closely with the VA, you know, the Zablocki VA, but there's also the Center for Veteran Issues. We work with them. We ourselves, actually, one of the programs that we provide here in Waukesha is specialized services for people who are homeless or experiencing homelessness and also affected by mental health conditions. And we have a street outreach team. It's doing street outreach every day. And one of them is an Army veteran herself. And she's our veteran outreach specialist.
Okay.
When she connects with veterans, she gets them connected with the right services that they need and will literally take them there and sit with them while they work through all the kind of frustrating red tape to get what it is that they need.
Great. Oh, that means a lot. Terrific. So, awesome. And we talked about, before we go to break, there's been improvements in terms of chipping away at that stigma about mental health.
Right.
And, like, a good example is recently with the passing of Naomi Judd, I thought the media had been very tactful that she lost her battle. It wasn't like any specifics into how it happened.
So let's
talk more about that when we go to break here. But again, we're really glad to have you here. Mary Madden, Executive Director of NAMI Southeast Wisconsin. Lots more to discuss before the show's over. So stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues.